Good morning. Midwinter like cold to start this Tuesday across the interior parts of New York and New England, with most everyone in the teens, but even some single digits across northern sections. And we'll see some sunshine to start off, with high pressure now exiting off the eastern seaboard. Gradually, clouds will increase and thicken as the system rides down the Ohio Valley and in our direction. It'll stay dry though through the day, and a southerly wind flow will develop out ahead of this system. And despite the cloud cover, we will see temperatures climb above freezing and into the middle and upper 30s for daytime highs. As the system shears off to our south, we'll run the risk at a few snow showers overnight tonight. This could coat the ground in spots, especially across the higher terrain of the Catskills, Taconics, perhaps the Berkshires and Litchfield Hills, as temperatures drop back into the 20s. Still some energy to move through during the day on Wednesday for St. Patrick's Day, so skies will remain mostly cloudy, but it will stay dry and not as cold, with highs back into the mid-40s. Another and stronger system will head our way for Thursday. Clouds will increase and thicken, and it looks like this one will make a closer approach with a good chance of some rain by the end of the day on Thursday, especially from I-90 and points south. To the north, temperatures will be cold enough to perhaps see some mixed precipitation by the end of the day. High temperatures on Thursday should still make it into the lower to mid-40s. As this system starts to move away after dark on Thursday and into Thursday night, colder air will sweep in. Leftover precipitation will transition to all snow, and there's a decent chance that many locations could see the ground coated with snow overnight and very early Friday morning. Either way, we'll see increasing sunshine during the day on Friday as that system departs. It'll be breezy and cooler with highs back into the mid-30s. A sprawling area of high pressure will keep it sunny and dry over the weekend, with a warming trend, highs back into the mid-40s on Saturday and mid-50s on Sunday, and will even make a run at the 60-degree mark early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another strong upper-level low will move across the southwest today and into the southern high plains tonight and tomorrow. This system will not have as great a winter weather impact as the recent strong storm. However, additional light to moderate snow is possible across the mountains of Arizona and Utah, with locally heavy snow for portions of the southern to central Rockies. The system will be more impactful with respect to heavy rain, flash flooding, and severe weather threats today into tomorrow across portions of the southern and central plains. In addition, high winds and low relative humidity late Tuesday night into Wednesday will increase the fire weather threat across the southern high plains from eastern New Mexico into west and southwest Texas. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with clear skies and 2 below 0, with a northwest wind at 64, gusting to 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 14 degrees, the dew point 5, 67% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.35 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 26 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 30s, Boston increasing clouds in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 30 degrees, the low 11, the average temperature 21, that's 13 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, still just 8/10 of an inch of snow for the month, which is 5.7 inches below normal, and 54.1 inches for the season, which is 7/10 of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low 26, the record high 82 set in 1990, and the record low 4 in 1980. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:03 p.m. 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with the chance of snow showers by the end of the day today with highs in the mid-30s. Scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. A few scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the mid-40s. Cloudy with a chance of rain on Thursday. Perhaps a mixed precipitation north of I-90, lower 40s. A chance of light snow very early Friday, then increasing sunshine, mid-30s. Sunny, mid-40s on Saturday, more sunshine, mid-50s on Sunday, and mostly sunny in the upper 50s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.